Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 87 today under clear skies. Lows dip down to about 61 tonight, mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 85 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Daytime high is approaching 87 Friday under mainly sunny skies, 92 Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 77.
Mid-American Network News. A Salina man is accused of child abuse for an incident that occurred at a residence. According to the Salina Police Department, on August 24th, around 5 p.m., officers were contacted by the Kansas Department for Children and Families in reference to a possible assault of a child under the age of 12. Reportedly, the child had been battered by a known adult associate in West Central Salina. The investigation determined the incident occurred on August 23rd when a male identified as Austin Prophet, 31, of Salina, struck the child in the head, causing an injury. A 42-year-old man was arrested Friday after a woman was injured in an assault incident at a Days Inn motel. 42-year-old Shane R. Araby of Topeka was arrested. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Celebrate America's 250th The Kansas Way at the Kansas State Fair, September 11th through the 20th. Want more fair fun for less? Start with a ticket pack. Grab a couples pack for date night, a family pack for the crew, or go all in with a season pass. It's an easy way to plan ahead, save big, and make the most of the fair. Quantities are limited, so get yours now at kansasstatefair.gov.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Backlash continues against President Trump's plan to allow more imported beef into the U.S. market in an effort to reduce record prices. The move would bring in over 300,000 tons of additional imported beef, over 25% below market value. Now Kansas lawmakers are chiming in. Senator Roger Marshall said that beef prices trace back to one thing, the smallest cattle herd of my lifetime. Americans aren't short on protein options like chicken or pork. What's short is the signal to U.S. ranchers to grow the herd back. That's where long-term solutions and federal policy should focus, not flooding the market with imports. Kansans without tornado shelters could soon find safety in 3D printed structures. 3D printed concrete blocks could help build severe weather shelters in places like manufactured home communities. Kansas State University is developing the technology. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska state health officials say they are monitoring multiple different issues, including the ongoing spread of the cyclosporiasis parasite within the state, along with now telling individuals to take precautions after West Nile virus has been detected in both local mosquito populations and a horse in the Panhandle area. According to the Southwest Nebraska Public Health Department, they have announced at the end of last week that a pool of mosquitoes in the Red Willow County had tested positive for the virus. Well, that comes roughly 2 weeks after mosquitoes in the same district had tested tested positive in the Cache Valley virus. The health department also says over the past 10 years that the Southwest Health District had recorded more than 100 different positive cases of West Nile virus. State health officials also confirmed that a horse in the Panhandle area has tested positive for West Nile. It is the first reported equine case in the Panhandle for the year so far. According to health officials, they say that for humans, incubation periods for West Nile virus range between 3 days and 2 weeks after a bite, and to be aware of symptoms. If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A public information meeting is planned this evening for Marysville USD 364, which is considering switching league affiliations from the NCKL to the Big East. Public questions submitted in advance will be addressed and potential changes will be outlined, including how soon league changes could be taken, the financial implication with sports travel, the impact of declining enrollment in schools, size of schools in the Big East, travel time compared between the leagues, and other issues will be discussed. Public is welcome to the forum Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the Marysville I Auditorium. USD 364 Board of Education will be in attendance, but no business will be discussed. No official votes or actions will be taken at the event. Bulldogs are one of three original teams remaining in the NCKL and will be a Class 2A school this football season, competing with three 3A and three 4A schools in the league. The Big East includes Nemaha Central, Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Riley County among 11 schools in Northeast Kansas. Kansas Department of Health and Environment, with assistance from the Marshall County Health Department, are investigating an outbreak of salmonella infections reported among individuals who attended the Axtell Days Festival August 6th through the 9th. They request anyone who attended the festival, if you were ill or not, to complete a brief survey, which is available on the Health Department's Facebook page. If you have any questions, contact the Marshall County Health Department at 562-3485 or the Kansas Department of Health and Environment at 877-427-7317. Marshall County commissioners canvassed primary election ballots at their recent meeting, with the rest mostly routine business. No changes in the initial election outcomes were reported. Washington County Community Foundation accepting applications for the fall grant cycle through October 1st, with a total of $5,000 available through the Kansas Health Foundation toward charitable projects that strengthen communities, improve quality of life, and promote public health in Washington County. Additional information is online at washington-countycf.org. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available Monday through Friday at our website, kndyradio.com. Local news three times daily, Monday through Friday in the 7, 12, and 5 o'clock news blocks.
Hear that? That's the sound of summer coming to an end. Between homework, last-minute projects, and busy schedules all coming back, let us help keep your kids connected for learning while giving you the tools needed to keep them safe online. With Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi, you'll have access to parental controls and device scheduling, all backed by an internet connection more reliable than finding both of those shoes before the school bus arrives. Sign up today and get 2 months of worry-free Wi-Fi free, plus free installation. Visit us at bluevalley.net.
Waterville Housing Authority has multiple housing openings available immediately. 1 and 2 bedroom apartments available. Income-based housing, clean, maintenance-free, and all the freedom you crave for tenants of any age. Applications can be found on the Waterville Housing Authority Facebook page or contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239 for the Waterville Housing Authority with immediate openings available.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the lower 80s, then staying clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still staying sunny into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Rain may linger early Saturday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and more rain showers possible throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid 90s, then spotty showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some rain showers possible early on Monday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then some scattered showers possible into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms off and on throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late August, 87. Record high in the state, 106. The average low, 63. And the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:12. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48.
Is it safe to drink from your garden hose? There are some risks you should know about. Those are on tap on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable and for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 26th, the 238th day of the year. Actress Melissa McCarthy celebrates a birthday, and the first Ford Edsel rolled off the assembly line on this day in 1957. Most of us who drank from the garden hose as kids are still around to tell about it, but plastics and other compounds in use today have some concerns about their safety. A recent study found that hoses made with PVC or polyvinyl chloride pose the greatest risk. Here's a few ways to play it safe. Run the water a short while before drinking. Heat can cause chemicals to leach into the water, so store your hose out of direct sunlight. Buy a hose labeled as drinking water safe. And when in doubt, head indoors and use the kitchen faucet. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get more timely tips online at almanac.com.
With the best barbecue in town and sides everybody loves, check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Hanover Electric, the Citizen State Banks in Hanover Hospital invites you to the annual Pony Express Festival Sunday, 10 to 4, a day of history, live music, and heritage. They'll feature a lunch plus homemade pie and ice cream, the quilt raffle and the chili exchange at 3 p.m. Sunday, plus living history demonstrations and hands-on activities throughout the day. All of this activity Sunday, 10 to 4, the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site north of Hanover. Hanover Electric is your Lennox dealer. Lennox Home Comfort is yours year-round with a new Lennox system from Hanover Electric. Citizen State Banks, Marysville, Hanover, and Waterville. With all of your financial needs covered at the Citizen State Banks, member FDIC. Hanover Hospital, caring for the community's health care. Hanover Community Hospital.
Looking for a healthcare provider in Marysville? Community Healthcare System is accepting new patients, and you don't have to wait weeks for your first appointment. Whether you need a wellness check, treatment for an illness, or ongoing care for your family, our experienced providers are here to help you with personalized, compassionate care. Call the Community Healthcare System Marysville Clinic today at 785-619-6078. Or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, care you can count on right here in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, fall training camp has officially started for college football across the state of Kansas, with the Kansas State Wildcats getting underway this past week. And talking about how the team is starting to come together as head quarterback Avery Johnson breaks down some of the new players on the team and how he's starting to work alongside them.
And I think we have a really deep tight end room, one of the deepest in the country. Three different guys that do three different things, a bunch of things really well. So, I think his ability to get out there and be a mismatch with linebackers, and honestly too with nickels, he's shown in fall camp he can go out there and win one-on-one matchups versus nickels in the pass game. But I think really just his versatility, you don't know what we're going to do with him in the core. If we split him out, we got to keep defenses honest that way.
The Wildcats open up their regular season next week on Saturday, September 5th against Nichols. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Friday, college volleyball takes center stage as Creighton battles Purdue at 6, followed by Minnesota and Arizona State at 8. Then on Saturday, one of baseball's fiercest rivalries reignites as the Red Sox face the Yankees at 6. And on Sunday, IndyCar brings high-speed action from the Milwaukee Mile at noon, followed by a college volleyball showdown between Texas and Nebraska at 2:30. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Tricked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
You've probably already heard that Truck Stuff is the place to go to lift, level, or lower your truck. And of course, we have an enormous in-stock selection of bed covers, running boards, and floor mats. But did you know that we do wheels and tires, gear swaps, and spray and bed liners? Stop by today to deck out your ride at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
High school football in the state of Kansas is just 1 week away from kicking off around the state, with many teams still going through their fall training camps. And with the extreme heat, there has been some issues with how some of the teams have been able to train this year by trying to keep many of the players cool. But that's not stopping them from gearing up and looking forward to potential championship ambitions for the new season.
I'd like to take credit for it, but I think at the end of the day, it's a lot of their dads played in this program. A lot of their grandpas and a lot of kids that have maybe came here when they were grade school understand that expectations are high, and they do a good job of leaning into that.
It's been 13 years since we've hung on, and it's a tradition here to win, and that is a big goal that we always have. So I think the biggest things that we're going to have to do this year is a lot of the little things, and we're going to have to enjoy it more.
I think we definitely changed, like, how we, you know, we lead each other. I mean, you know, we're hard on each other, but I think we're more brothers than anything.
That was the Silver Lake Eagles, where they say it's been 13 years since they've won their own state title. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
I'm Liz Warren, your Marysville Edward Jones financial advisor. We're all about financial investments, but we also value the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That is why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Marysville Bulldog Athletics on KNDY. Call 785-562-5533 today, or visit edwardjones.com for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
My family and I are needing a place to stay in Marysville. Do you have any suggestions for a nice place?
I've heard that Heritage Inn Express is the best place in town. They have free breakfast and large rooms to accommodate the whole family. Plus, you can bring your pets with you.
Wow, really? I can bring my pets with me? I was hoping that I didn't have to leave them at home. Heritage Inn Express sounds like the perfect package for a whole family.
You can go see them at 1155 Pony Express Highway, Marysville, Kansas, or give them a call at 785-562-5588.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs, whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work. We provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
Hey Bulldogs, the Marysville High School Alumni Association has a website for you, MarysvilleAlumni.com, your one-stop hub for all things alumni. Submit your reunion details, update your contact information, and see what's going on with fellow grads. From class news to upcoming events, it's all a click away. Visit MarysvilleAlumni.com and stay connected with the Bulldog legacy. Marysville High School Alumni Association. Once a Bulldog, always a Bulldog.
Squash plants that suddenly wilt may be infested with squash vine borers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Check the base of the plant stem for damage. You may notice a pile of sawdust-like material called frass produced by these insects. The adult is a black and orange day-flying moth that lays its eggs near the base of the stems. The eggs hatch and the small worm-like larva bores into, then continues eating inside the stem. This prevents water and nutrients from moving between the roots and leaves, causing the plant to wilt and eventually die. But don't give up just yet. Leave the plants in place while carefully slicing the stem lengthwise. Remove or kill any borers you find. Then cover this portion of the stem with moist soil. This encourages roots to form along the stem so the plant can continue to grow and produce. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Life can be overwhelming. That doesn't mean you have to face your challenges alone. Compassionate, confidential support is within reach. The 988 Suicide Crisis Lifeline provides support from trained counselors ready to listen, available 24/7 to you, anytime, anywhere. Most people get the help they need with just one conversation. You can call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org.
Sponsored by Headquarters Kansas and aired in cooperation with this station.
In the days just after the Civil War, there was a large financial incentive to move cattle from Texas to points northward. What resulted were cattle drives of immense size moving north on the High Plains. The story of those herds is next on the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Immediately after the Civil War, there was a big financial incentive to get cattle from the southern plains to points north and east.
After the Civil War, there was no beef in the north. Longhorns were worth $4 in Texas, $40 in Chicago. The cattle barons said, we have to get to a better market.
Doug Kibbers shares the story of the old cattle drives, and he explains the Shawnee Trail was the first route that brought cattle from Texas to the north. But the cattle barons needed someone to move those herds.
So they rounded up some longhorns, put a road brand on, and they found a kind of a motley crew. They had cavalrymen, freed slaves, Indians. They had vaqueros from Mexico. They had a few women dressed as men, usually about 12 or 15, taking 2,000 head of longhorns 3 months up to the end of the railroad.
The destination of those first herds of Texas longhorns had everything to do with where the rails stopped during the Civil War.
Missouri Pacific was building their railroad. When they got to Sedalia, the Civil War stopped it. So the first cattle drive, 1866, headed up the Shawnee Trail to get to the railroad, which was Sedalia at the time. So we were the first cow town at the time.
Days were long, and the timing needed to be optimal for a successful cattle drive up the Shawnee Trail to Sedalia.
They had two meals in the dark, one before sunup, one after sundown. They go about 12 miles a day. If they go faster, they lose weight. If they go too slow, they ran out of grass, either from too late in the season or another cattle drive running ahead of them.
Over time, the trails and trailheads moved. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside in Sedalia, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.
At Hilltop Tires in Marysville, we know keeping your family safe on the road is our number one priority, and it starts with the right tires. That's why a set of reliable and American-made Cooper tires will last as far as the roads take you. This is Kate Hedke, and whether it's your loved ones to work, your kids to school, or just cruising around town, Cooper Tires gives you the confidence to go the distance. Give us a call at Hilltop Tires and put your family first, one set of Cooper tires at a time.
You don't have to give up gardening just because the weather's cooling down. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Build yourself a hotbed or cold frame and extend the vegetable growing season as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Are you sick of gardening yet, or would you like to get more out of it? The season is winding down in many areas of the country, but you can extend it by building a hotbed or cold frame. It's a box with a clear roof and the plants are grown inside. The only difference is the source of heat. The sun supplies all the heat in a cold frame and an insulated heating cable adds to the warmth in a hotbed. This mini greenhouse can also be used to start your plants earlier in the spring. Larry Kaplan is an extension horticulture educator at Purdue University. He says most frames are made out of wood, but you can build one from just about anything.
Some people, if they're using wood, will use pressure-treated wood or wood that's got some preservative on it. Others have gone with redwood or cedar, which is a little more resistant to rotting than just untreated wood. Other people have made use of bricks or cinder blocks.
You will also need some sort of clear material to cover the top.
Glass has been used, but it doesn't have a lot of good insulating qualities, and it's fairly fragile. But you can use plexiglass, fiberglass, polyethylene, pretty much anything that is clear and reasonably sturdy. A lot of people will use old window frames because they have them. So if they're treated carefully, they should work fine.
The frame should have a southern exposure that's protected from wind and out of the shade. It should be near a water supply and an electrical outlet if you're using it as a hotbed. It's also a good idea to add a thermometer and a way to ventilate the box so the plants don't overheat on a sunny day. You'll find more tips for building a hotbed or cold frame at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
School is out. Summer meals are now called sun meals and are being served in Kansas communities at parks, pools, libraries, churches, and schools. Meals are free to all children 18 and younger with no enrollment need. Find a nearby site by texting the word summer to 914-342-7744 or call 1-866-348-6479. Let's keep Kansas kids powered up for summer fun and academic success. This institution is an equal opportunity provider, sponsored by the Kansas State Department of Education and aired in cooperation with this station.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
In Luke 12, Jesus was asked to settle a family inheritance dispute. But instead of focusing first on the asset, he focused on the heart. Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. That's important when passing down a family home. A house can be a tremendous blessing, but without wisdom, it can also create confusion, conflict, and financial strain. Proverbs 20:21 says, "An inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end." So don't only think about the deeds, taxes, and trusts. Think about communication, preparation, and stewardship. Do your children know your intentions? Do they understand the cost of keeping the home? Are they prepared to receive it wisely? A good estate plan transfers wealth, but faithful stewardship also transfers wisdom. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store.
My online girlfriend asked me to send her $10,000 so she could come and visit me.
Online girlfriend? Have you met her?
No, but she sent me her picture, so I know she's real.
Stop right there. Does that sound suspicious to you? When people you meet online start asking for money, pause, check with a trusted friend or relative, and do not be pressured into quick decisions. To learn more about common investment scams and how to avoid them, visit smartinvestks.gov. That's smartinvestks.gov. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Insurance and aired in cooperation with this station.
Can farmers grow crops sustainably and still make a profit? Find out today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sustainable crop growing practices and profitability are not mutually exclusive. You can have both. Lori Isley farms with her husband and son in Southeast Michigan. She also serves on the United Soybean Board.
When we discuss sustainability, we talk about economically sustainable because the bottom line is we have to be, and we're not going to stay in business unless we are profitable. So we need to look at that. But we also very strongly look at environmental sustainability because many of us are generational farmers. So I think we want to make sure that we look at sustainability as being a long-term plan, not a what's the best way to get the most out of this crop this one year.
Isley was part of a panel discussing how sustainable production practices can coexist with economic viability for farmers.
We really want them to understand how much it enriches your soil. And really, the soil is the lifeblood for the farmer. If you're in crop production, that is something you just really need to maintain and take care of. And we think conservation practices such as cover crops and no-till and those kinds of practices really help enhance that lifeblood of the soil.
That panel was hosted by AgriPulse and the United Soybean Board. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic?
Not that type. The wow you type. The make you question type. That's what Todd Lemansky will bring to Palmer's Labor Day celebration Sunday, September 6th. A unique mix of mind-blowing magic and hilarious comedy, you'll believe the impossible before the night is done. From television appearances to presidential performances, Todd Lemansky is bringing magic to Palmer Labor Day, September 6th, 6:30 p.m. visit the Palmer Labor Day Facebook page for a full schedule.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Western Kansas is seeing a major boom in its dairy industry, driven by large investments and new processing facilities. But behind this rapid growth is a critical requirement: hard labor. Dairy farming demands long, exhausting hours every day of the year, making local recruitment exceptionally difficult. As a result, the industry relies heavily on immigrant workers to keep operations running. Immigrant labor in High Plains agriculture is not new. It began with meatpacking plants in the 1980s and shifted towards dairies in the late 1990s as operations migrated from states like California in search of land and resources. Today, national studies show that immigrants make up over half of all U.S. dairy workers, contributing to 80% of the nation's milk supply. In high-production states, that figure rises even higher. Many workers come from Central America, taking on demanding roles like managing thousands of cows daily. Industry leaders and community members emphasize that these workers are essential not only to farm operations, but to the survival of rural towns. Their presence stabilizes local populations, fills school seats, and supports nearby businesses. At the same time, the industry faces significant hurdles. Federal immigration enforcement creates constant uncertainty for workers and farm owners alike. To address labor shortages, agricultural groups are pushing for legislative changes, such as proposed Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act, which would expand H-2A visas to cover year-round dairy work and offer pathways for existing workers. Beyond labor, dairies must navigate environmental challenges, particularly the immense water demands required to grow feed crops over the Ogallala Aquifer. As demand for dairy products grows, fueled in part by high-protein food trends like whey additives, the future of the Kansas dairy industry remains tied to resolving its labor and resource needs. Immigrant workers remain the backbone of the system, supplying essential food to tables across the nation. And currently, Congress is set to return from its August recess in September. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
The United Soybean Board's Animal Nutrition Working Group continues to engage with animal nutritionists to guide research investments for U.S. soybean meal. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
United Soybean Board's Animal Nutrition Working Group regularly engages with animal nutritionists to guide research investments for U.S. soybean meal. The result of this collaboration brings additional value opportunities for the soybean industry and positively impacts the poultry, pig, dairy, and aquaculture sectors. Keenan McRoberts, Vice President of Strategic Alignment with the United Soybean Board, shares details about the collaboration.
Our collaboration with animal nutritionists throughout the private sector has been a real success story. We've been working together for well over a decade now with a lot of your major poultry, swine feed formulators, and actively formulated nutritionists at Tyson, Mashoffs, Purdue Farms, Calmaine, which is one of the largest egg producers, and more. So these nutritionists have really been dedicated to working with the United Soybean Board to advise us on research investments that really advance solutions related to the use of soybean meal and feed formulation.
The collaboration has also identified a set of priorities spanning overall nutrient composition, improved measurement of anti-nutritional factors, and the resulting benefits to animal production, performance, and health.
Things like better understanding the traditional value drivers for soybean meal, so the protein and the amino acids that make it up, as well as energy that go into those rations, and help them create a differentiated proposition versus alternative feed ingredients, along with understanding more about the health benefits of soybean meal in those rations, and some things related to bioactive functional compounds that help animals produce more and stay healthier.
In addition, he says they are working on making a higher value product by working with experts in biotechnology and genetic improvement. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
The Notice Motor Company in Marysville has an all-new 2026 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Trail Boss, priced under $45,000 new. A new 26 Chevy Tahoe Premier, 26 Chevy Blazer, a Trailblazer, Chevy Traverse, Trax, and Equinox. All new and awaiting your test drive at the Notice Motor Company.
The Kansas State University Beef Stocker Unit, consisting of more than 1,100 acres, was acquired by the university in 1948. The unit conducts research on health, management, and nutrition of newly arrived and growing calves. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State Extension Beef Specialist Dale Blossy explains the role the Beef Stocker Unit plays for the university and the cow-calf industry.
The K-State Beef Stocker Unit is one of several animal units that are housed in the Department of Animal Sciences and Industry. The specific purpose of the Stocker Unit is to address the issues and educational pursuits that are specific to the stocker sector in our beef industry. We work at times closely with the cow-calf unit, the cow-calf industry, and then we also have concerns with what happens post-flow with these calves once they leave and arrive at the feed yard sector.
He says the unit continues to evolve with the industry and is no different than a commercial setting in terms of sourcing cattle that fit profitably for feedlots.
Finding cattle that might work, that are purchased at a market where the margin for profitability exists. As we work with a rather large feedlot customer who provides us calves, if the calves don't work for them at the end of the day, then quite simply, they're not going to purchase or place calves on grass. So we do feel the effects. Ingredient prices, when corn was $8 a bushel several years ago, we dealt with the same thing. We deal with co-product accessibility, all those things. We are just a small picture in the grand scheme of things. I think that's really what helps us be more cognizant of what our clientele are dealing with.
Blossy says producers will have an opportunity to see the unit and learn more about ongoing research during Beef Stocker Field Day on September 24th.
We'll share information such as this at our upcoming Stocker Field Day. We conduct research, but we're also outreach, and we're close to campus, and we have to show the value of the research that we collect, whether it's the write-ups that we contribute to our annual Cattlemen's Day reports, or to proceedings, or to presentations that we're capable of giving throughout the state at various county meetings or regional meetings.
That was K-State Extension Beef Specialist Dale Blossy with an update on the Beef Stocker Unit at Kansas State University. To learn more or to register for Beef Stocker Field Day on September 24th, go to asi.k-state.edu. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Don't get left in the cold this winter. With prices on the rise, lock in your propane rate now with prepay options from Wankland Oil. Fill your tank as you need or lock into their prepay options. Don't let Mother Nature decide when you need propane. Call the team at 785-292-4710 to discuss all their money-saving options. Wankland Oil, serving you and your neighbors since 1926.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Remember, there a Wednesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have all higher numbers across the board, and the wheat numbers, they continue to climb. So we'll see what happens towards the end of the day. Over in the seeds market, not much change has happened, although the soybean numbers have started to climb within the last hour to have these numbers remain mostly higher. And for the livestock, the cattle have lost the momentum they had earlier today. They are now all in the red, and the hogs, they are mixed across the board. In the corn market, September corn up 14 and a half at 515 even, and December up 13 and three quarters at 537 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for September up 39 and a half at 794 even, and December up 39 and three quarters at 810 and three quarters. In the oats market, September oats up 11 and a quarter. In the bean market, September beans up 22 and a quarter at 1250 and a quarter, and November up 24 and a quarter at 1262 and a quarter. Soybean meal for September up 730 at 327.60, and October up 820 at 331.90. Soybean oil for September down 34 cents at $67.18, and October down 31 cents at $67.39. In the canola market, November canola up $6.20 at $7.95.90, and January up $6.20 as well at $8.05.80. In the cotton market, December cotton up 48 cents at $88.82, and March also up 48 cents at $90.71. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up a quarter at 99.09, and December up 28 cents at 98.86. The euro for September is down to $1.16, and December slightly down as well, also at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for September is down to 62 cents, and December slightly down at 63 cents. And over in our afternoon stock market numbers, a lot of red across the board as the Dow Jones currently down 111 points at 53,465. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 7,673, and the Nasdaq down 53 points at 26,097. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions. From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The prices paid for a variety of goods and services increased last month slightly, but from a year ago, they surged 3.7%. Strip out volatile food and energy costs, and the year-over-year increase in the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index rose a softer 3.3%. Both figures were only a little higher than analysts had been anticipating. The inflation report has weighed on investors, though. The Dow Jones came out of the morning lower by 160 points. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.25%. The S&P 500 was off a fraction. Testimony was already underway in a lawsuit pitting dozens of states against Meta when the two sides suddenly reached an agreement this morning, with the parent to Facebook and Instagram promising fundamental changes to make them less addictive to young users. In a statement, Meta said, quote, "We want to get this right for parents and teens." The platforms also urged TikTok and YouTube to adopt similar changes to their platforms. Jim Ryan.
KNDY.